What's up, guys? This is another episode of the E4L podcast. I'm here with Tyler Zed, and today we have a special guest. His name is Jack Murphy. He's a good friend of ours, and today we're going to go over a few topics. Jack's pretty big social media voice on Twitter, and lately he's been shadow banned. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about Alex Jones recently being banned, and we'll talk about our book, I think. So
yeah, welcome to the show, everyone. Again, like last time, we don't have a game at the end, and Liberal Jeff is gone, unfortunately. But we do have our guest today, Jack. You probably know him from social media. So before we get into those topics that Dylan talked about, why don't we have Jack introduce himself and tell us exactly kind of how you got your following on social media. You're a pretty notable voice on Twitter. You have over 200,000 followers. I see your tweets all the time on my homepage. When did you start being active on social media, and when did you start really getting big?
Yeah, so I've been doing Twitter for a couple of years, and then when I saw that Trump was running for president in 2015 in the summer in July, I went and made an account just kind of to support him. Didn't know what was going to happen. I didn't know how big it was going to end up going. And just over the next couple months, it just kind of exploded into 2016. And I just kind of have just been going with that for a while. And all it is just putting out good content every day like you guys do. And I guess people catch on and they like what you have to say. Yeah. So
that's, how much thought do you put in to these tweets, Jack?
Well, the funny thing is, I used to put a lot of time into it, as you know. And then with the shadow ban thing, I've just kind of... it kind of deflates you. It makes you not want to put as much time into it, and I guess that's part of their strategy. But
yeah,
it's funny that you say you see my tweets all the time, because last night my grandma said, "I don't see your tweets anymore," and she only follows like 20 people. So I told her, explained to her the shadow ban thing and how that's all going down. But yeah, thanks for having me on. And a little more is I co-own ilovemyfreedom.org. We are a conservative commentary news site. I think we do a couple million hits a month, but that's about me. So appreciate you guys having me here.
Thanks again for coming on. And speaking of the shadow ban thing, you said your grandma only had 20 followers and she's not seeing your tweets anymore. I searched your handle yesterday. Your handle is Real Jack, right?
Yep.
At Real Jack.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't pop up. Usually it populates for itself. It automatically pops up. I pressed search, and you were like the 10th person down on your own handle. I searched your handle, and that's part of the shadow banning.
If Welcome people to, are listening, they don't understand. Jack Dorsey's America.
Jack, you actually showed me a screenshot of your analytics, your impressions, and since the shadow ban was enforced, it dropped by over, like, you're getting the quarter amount of what you used to, maybe even less.
It was
It
was like 50 to 75 million a month, and then, boom! You just look at right when the shadow ban took place, and now I'm scratching hard to get even a million impressions a day, and that's a generous number now. So yeah, Twitter, they figured it out. They're shutting us down, but it's kind of funny because last year, earlier this year, when Project Veritas came out and released those undercover videos of the Twitter engineers admitting, yeah, we shadow ban people that could be a redneck, people that could support Trump, people who love America. And they said that on the video, and Twitter comes out and says that's blatantly false, not true. And then now you circle forward about 6 months or however long it's been, and here you have Ronnie McDaniel, you have Gates, you have all these people getting shadow banned by Twitter, and Twitter comes out and says, yeah, we don't shadow ban anybody. For political reasons,
when
you go look at it, and everyone getting shadow banned is a Republican. Yeah. So it's just
funny. I went to that same site, and it said I wasn't shadow banned, but I'm literally getting over 20 messages a day from people saying, I never see your tweets anymore, or I just retweeted your tweet 10 minutes ago, and it's no longer retweeted. It's not on my timeline anymore. I will literally watch the likes and retweet counts sometimes with the first minute of my tweets, and it will go backwards sometimes. It will go down. Mm-hmm. It's unreal. The shadow banning is a real thing, and they're doing it. And you can see by your impression count since they enforced it.
And the followers.
I wouldn't be getting messages. Yeah. Yeah, yes. The followers. I'll lose hundreds for no reason within minutes.
I've gotten to the point now where I used to gain like 400 to 500 a day. And then now it's, if I don't go and follow 1,000 people, I will lose 200 followers a day. So just consistently, it's amazing how quickly that's happened over the last couple of weeks when they changed everything.
Maybe it'd be a coincidence if I got, like, you know, 1, 2, or 3 messages like this. But when it's over 20 a day now, it's not a coincidence anymore. You know, when people are saying, this is the 3rd, 4th time I've had to follow you, and I've never clicked unfollow before.
Another crazy thing that happened last night, if you didn't see Dylan's tweet about it, I was sitting there reading the news, and I got an email that said, I reported an Educating Liberals tweet. I was like, what? I reported a tweet of his?
How did you do that to me, man?
So I screenshot it and I sent it to Dylan, and he's like, I just got the same email and so did my aunt.
Yep.
I was like, I mean, that is next level. I mean, that's the first time I've seen something like that.
Yeah, they're just generating false reports on tweets from other people's email accounts. I wonder how many people got that email message if you, myself, or my aunt, and even myself on my backup account reported my normal or my main account. How does that work? Why would I report myself?
Then if anyone is here skeptical, go and watch the videos that Jack was talking about, the Project Veritas. They're literally saying, yep, we do this. Yeah, it happens. We do it.
Yeah.
So they admitted to it, and they still deny it. Jack still denies it. Jack Dorsey.
Actually, so do you have their statement right here. What they said after the recent fallout was, we do not shadow ban. You're always able to see the tweets from accounts you follow, and then... Although, you may have to do more work to find them, like go directly to their profile. And we certainly do not shadow ban based on political viewpoints. That is like straight up shadow banning. You have to go to their profile, which in my case, you have to search through 10 other accounts before you can find me. And then you can see my tweets. But yeah, man. And
the other thing too?
Go ahead.
Sorry, Jack, go ahead.
No, you got it.
I'll just say another extremely evident thing with that is if you look at, like, I'll see a tweet that you tweeted, Jack, and it's got 10 to 15,000 likes and retweets, and it's on a trending topic, and then you go to that trending topic timeline, and all you see are liberal tweets. All maybe occasionally a Ben Shapiro, but that's it. And half of these tweets have like 100 to 200, maybe 1,000 likes and retweets from whatever, Joy.
Or it's one of those Crossin Brothers, whatever their name is.
In the trending topic section.
The Crossin Brothers, yes, always.
The trending topic section at the top, the news section, is always 90 to 95% negative and is always on Trump. Always negative. Always.
You know, it's funny because today I was thinking about that. It's like the one news thing they put up was Trump's tariffs laying off 100 whatever workers in South Carolina. They don't talk about the GDP. They don't talk about any of the good stuff. And, I mean, that's pretty clear when you go and you look at, in 2016, Twitter going and manipulating the hashtags, and they control their news. It's no different than Facebook controlling their news. And it really honestly gets kind of scary when you think about it because they have such a control. The liberal media already controls the media, and now you have Twitter taking control of social media. You have Facebook doing the same thing. You have all these people from Silicon Valley, and I went and looked for, I was just looking at ways to potentially get verified. Once I took the public verification off, and I was scrolling through all the Twitter employees trying to find one who is potentially moderate to see what kind of outreach I could do and make a connection, but there wasn't a single Twitter employee that wasn't like openly far left. I mean, and you see that in Jack Dorsey's Twitter feed too. It's he's always posting everything far left, and he's getting berated for going to Chick-fil-A, and then he's apologizing for eating at a restaurant. that's where we're at now.
People are getting fed up too. People are getting fed up, and if you looked at Facebook, it lost over 20%, you know, in its stock. Twitter, same thing, I think. Even Zuckerberg sold over 2 million of his own shares. So I think there's something that's going to drop in the future. The reason why people are dumping these shares, and conservatives are always like, why doesn't someone just start a new platform? You know, start a new platform. People are trying to do that. Gab tried to do that. But Apple and Google own the monopoly on the App Store. And in this day and age, you have to have an app to stay relevant. Everyone has iPhones. And everyone likes, you know, they need the easy, convenient use of an app. They don't want to pull up the browser and go to their social media. And it's hard to compete if you don't have an app. And Google and Apple will not let, you know, conservatives or right-wing apps through. They'll cite it as hate speech like they did to Gab. So
well,
it's
and I love
really
my freedom.
Unfair and one-sided.
And I love my freedom, going off what you said. like 91% of our traffic is mobile, and basically we're on Facebook and Twitter for the most part. Mm-hmm. So if that tells you anything, it's all about the apps. It's all about mobile. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Exactly.
Well, anyone listening, though, if you don't have a Gab account, I would recommend doing it. I know it is crappy, and mobile is super important. But if you got an iPhone, go on to Safari, type in www.gab.com, whatever, and start an account. Because if you do get banned, you have to have some sort of way to communicate. And we've been trying to we're on there. We're not as active on Gab, but we're trying to build it, because at some point, you know, if you look at what happened with Alex Jones, you know, it's we're going down that road. It's happening.
Dude, what makes me pissed off are, you know, people who claim to be conservative but are happy that Alex Jones got suspended. I don't care if you love him, hate him, you think he's a crazy lunatic. He has every right to free speech, or he should, as anybody else, as long as he's not inciting violence, which they claimed he was, but they will not point to a specific example. Yet liberals on Twitter get away with calling for white genocide every single day. Verified people do this, and it's nothing.
You mean,
they just
you can't say you hope that the conservative students have their head underwater and a foot on it. An account literally said that, and it wasn't nothing happened.
No,
they're literally called for killing conservative college students
or killing the president. They do it every day.
Yep, every day.
You report it, and Twitter comes back, "Oh, it doesn't violate our community guidelines." You know.
Speaking of, so sticking with Jack Dorsey and Alex Jones, did you see what he said about? They were asked, you know, why didn't Twitter ban InfoWars and Alex Jones? And Jack Dorsey said, oh, he didn't violate the terms of our policy. And, you know, it's like, okay, jackass, you...
Jackass.
Seriously.
No offense to Jack on the other side over here.
No, he's trying to make their platform look so neutral and moderate. It's like, well,
especially with the timing.
Free speech, but...
Yeah.
Exactly. It's like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah, another thing about Alex Jones, weird how this happens, you know, months before midterms, the most important election in our country's history, in my mm-hmm. opinion. They're setting a precedent. If they can get rid of Alex Jones, the slippery slope starts again. You know, who's going to be next? Will it be Mark Dice? Will it be Paul Joseph Watson? You know, if we slowly, it's a foot in the door method technique, where you just crack the door a little bit, you know, and if no one freaks out too much, you crack it open a little bit more, and next thing you know, people like you, me, and Zed over here, our Twitter accounts are gone, and nobody's making a fuss about it. So
it's true.
This is actually a dangerous, dangerous slope.
That's real true. The thing that is, like, the most concerning is just the stranglehold that the left already has, like I said a few minutes ago, over the media, not social media. And you can literally push people to do whatever you want. I watched a documentary a few months ago on Netflix. I don't know if you guys have seen it. It's called The Push. It's kind of an interesting psychology documentary where they convince someone to ultimately, after a lot of touch points and a lot of things happening, they convince someone to push and kill someone by pushing them off the top of a roof. It's a really interesting thing, and the way I relate that, I do a lot of digital marketing, that's what I do for a living now, is it's all psychology, it's all pushing people to do certain things, it's all about the touch points, when you're hitting them, how you're hitting them, how you're making them feel, and that's what it is. And when Twitter and Facebook can control everything you see and read.
Yes.
They can manipulate people to do whatever they want. And it's just, it's not a matter of if, but it's a matter of when.
This is brainwashing by
fake news. Conservatives all
get
knocked off, yeah.
Exactly. It's psychological warfare we're dealing with. It truly is. Psychological warfare. When all the coverage on Trump across mainstream media and social media is over 90% negative, when so many positive things are happening for this country, it's not hard to tell we're under psychological warfare, especially with dealing with people every day, and you present, you know, facts, truth, logic, reason, you know, all that stuff, and they get the cognitive dissonance when you present something to them that is contrary to what they believe, you know, new evidence, and they just don't even want to deal with it because it would be too damaging to what they already believe because they've been so far programmed into this matrix, into the brainwashing. They've been programmed so hard. It's harder to unplug them from that than to plug them in. So
when you go look at those unhinged people yelling at Candace over white supremacy when it's a white group of liberals yelling at a black conservative.
Exactly.
Because
like
of
that is just delusional.
Supremacy.
Are they even listening to themselves? They're like little robots that have been turned on to ding 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 ding. It's just beep bop boop.
True.
And it's like you don't even make sense and you don't even want to make sense.
It's well, speaking of the power of social media and their ability to manipulate people, Sean Parker, one of the co-founders of Facebook, he came out publicly, I want to say it was like 6 months to 8 months ago, and he said, like, yeah, when we built this, we knew the addiction that it can create, specifically yeah. the addiction it can create, and what it does, what social media does to your brain, when, you know, specifically when it comes to, like, when someone likes your photo and you get all these notifications and you feel wanted, and when you put someone in that kind of situation and then you start playing with politics and manipulating how the information that they see, I mean, you already have them hook, line, and sinker with these addictive chemicals in your brain that are released. So it's
that's the dopamine.
They know exactly what they're doing. They know exactly what they have, and they know how to use it in warfare when it comes to politics. And right, like you said, Dylan, this is perfect timing for them. Perfect timing to start this before midterms. Literally the most important election of our lives so far. Yeah. It is the most important election of our lives so far.
Well, another thing about that is it's easier to jump on the hate bandwagon, you know, because if you hate something, at least you're with the crowd that's being mean to everyone else. But if you stand up for something that's right, you might be in, you know, the minority. You're going to get so much flack for that. Most people just won't say anything, or they'll become brainwashed to thinking, yeah, screw it, they must be right. They're more emotional. They're louder than them. They're passionate. They're more passionate when, you know, conservatives are sitting here like, well, guys, this is the truth. It says right here. These are facts that I'm saying. You know, and conservatives are always so calm because we don't have to be emotional. We don't have to yell louder. We don't have to use profanity when we know the truth. But these people that get so angry are just low IQ and highly brainwashed. And it's just really sad and pathetic.
And then last
every
night,
Trump supporter at the rallies gets paid, yelling, did you know that?
I didn't get paid. I was there at 2 a.m. last time, and I spent the night in a tent waiting.
Oh, man, if those people were getting paid at the ones I went to, they should get some
careers ripped off,
in Hollywood. Because they were it.
Yeah. Unreal. So should we plug our book real quick? Oh, sorry.
I was just going to add something. Last night, like you were talking about how this is one of the most important elections, what they're doing on Twitter, just the timing of it's ridiculous, because if you think about it, a lot of people get their news from scrolling through the hashtags on Twitter, and when they're only showing left-wing tweets in all those hashtags like they did last night, I went through and like the first 25 were all liberal hashtags. And so I tweeted last night, I said, I'd tweet the Ohio special election hashtags, but due to my account being censored and being considered not quality because of the people that I follow and who follows me, which was Twitter's excuse for why we're getting censored. And I continued and said, there's no point, as the QFD ban would not allow anyone to have a viewable opinion of anybody. So basically what I'm saying is there's no point in me going out and tweeting the hashtags, because now no one's going to see them because Twitter has turned their quality filter on and they're controlling what's being seen. So that's just
exactly. That's
just the state that we're in right now. And I mean, I hope it gets better, but when they do that,
even people who read the news and study the facts start to question themselves and the reality that they knew when they see nothing but stuff that's contrary, when it's all being rigged by Twitter to show stuff that's left-wing. People are like, where's this obvious fact? I don't see it at all. Like, and then they start to question themselves. And next thing you know, they're not speaking up for what they know is right. You know, so it's crazy to watch, man. It's crazy. Mm-hmm. We got to keep delivering what we're doing. We got to keep spreading the truth, because our message is based on facts. Facts and reasoning and simple logic, to be honest. Mostly common sense, really.
Yeah, speaking of facts and our book, the cover is actually being created as we speak. We hired Mr. Ben Garrison, the political cartoonist.
He's
awesome. Going to be doing our cover. And he just sent us what our cover is going to be, and we are really pumped about it.
Super awesome.
So
I'm excited to share it.
I'm very pumped about it. And if you haven't heard about our book yet, it's called 101 Facts That'll Convince Your Liberal Friends to Walk Away. And in that book, trust me, like when I say that we have put hours into this thing, it is no exaggeration. I mean, for the last like 3 weeks straight now, since I moved back, that is all I've done. And on top of our podcasts and videos, we have put so much work into this, and we want it to be quality. We want to put out good information out there. We want to arm people with more knowledge and more facts that will help them debate in their daily lives, because all it takes is one powerful fact to convince someone of a situation and hopefully make them dig deeper into something. So one of my favorite facts in this, and I didn't know this, I had no idea that this was a thing until I did this research. There is a reason that the left campaigns for illegal immigration and why they care so much. On the census.gov website, there's a Q&A portion. It says, do undocumented citizens count towards the census population count? And in turn, the Electoral College allocation around the country. And it says, yes, it does. This is on the government website. So illegal immigrants, undocumented immigrants, they count towards the Electoral College. California has four extra votes. They have four extra representatives. They have four extra votes when it comes to the presidential election. California has four extra votes. That's why they care so much. They know that in California, those four people, they are almost 99% going to be Democrats in Washington. That is why they care. There's a reason why these people on the left push these things in the news and why there's such a fuss. And that is one of the best examples. That is one of the craziest examples. And there is so much more in that book. And even if you don't buy the book, obviously we want you to, but we will, you know, get this information out in one way or another. There's just so much. There's so much. And we wanted to put it all into one place for everyone to be able to go and say, hey, well, I remember reading this somewhere. Here it is. This is a fact. And, oh, look, it even came from the Huffington Post.
Exactly.
Almost all of these facts, we have purposely found liberal sites. So
they're non-debatable. They're non-debatable,
okay, so
yeah.
It's a lose-lose for you. Well, either you accept it as truth or you deny it, and then you call the liberal site a fake news organization. So what is it? Huh? Like, what's your decision? So that's what we want to do with this book, and we're extremely excited about it. We're so excited about it.
Yeah, I'm pumped. I cannot wait for people to see the cover of this cover. We just picked it out an hour ago. Mr. Garrison sent us three of them to choose, and this one's really cool.
Yeah, hopefully we'll get it out. So now we got that out there. There's a couple other news headlines this week that were pretty crazy. There was a shooting.
There was a shooting in Florida. It could have been a mass shooting, but a legally armed bystander took out the shooter before anyone got hurt. Only the shooter got shot in the head, still survived, I think. But, you know, that's not reported because it destroys the left's narrative on gun control. So obviously they're not going to air that. You know, if people would have died there, they would have ran it for months, all the way up until the next school shooting, which would probably be in September, October, just saying. And they'll push that all the way until midterms, you know. They'll try to ride their blue wave off that stuff. You heard it here first. You watch. It's ridiculous. But, yeah, we need to get out in full force. Vote red or America's dead. Seriously, that's not a joke. Go talk to your friends. Go talk to your family members. And then have them talk to their friends and family members. Try to make sure you know at least five people that are voting. And tell them to try to get at least one more. You know, because it's so simple, but it's so easy to just say, we got it covered, like, we're doing so well. It's easy to rest on your laurels, but you can't do that. I used the UFC fighter analogy the other day with John Burke. I was on his podcast yesterday. We've literally, when it comes to UFC, we've punched our opponent in the face. He's dizzy. He's falling down on his butt. This is when you jump on them and you ground and pound. The foot is to the neck right now, and it's time to destroy them. It's time to finish the fight. We need to get more representatives to the House in November. It has to happen. Mm-hmm. So do your little part. Get out there and be proactive. Seriously, it's not that hard to show up to the voting booth.
Jack, what do you think about the upcoming election? Are you nervous about it? Are you excited about it? I mean, would you have predictions? Do you foresee, like, crazy things happen in the news? Like, kind of like we saw in 2016. You know, you got WikiLeaks, and then you got the Grabham story. I mean, there was just event after event almost that they tried to use to, I mean, both sides, but there was this crazy, like, even, so what I hope happens, we've got, like, 50,000 sealed indictments right now.
Yeah.
I hope something happens with that. I hope a lot of these indictments come out.
Why are they, if they're sealed, it means there's someone who's, like, in the public eye, right?
Right, well, so a sealed indictment, if you don't know, a sealed indictment is basically an investigation that isn't public. So, like, with Hillary's emails, that was not sealed. We all knew that there was an investigation going on. These investigations are happening. These individuals might not know that the investigation is happening because they're trying to protect the investigation. They don't want the investigations to be manipulated whatnot. So,
yeah, a lot of them are going to have to do with pedophilia. You watch. There's a lot of pedophile rings being busted up. That never makes the mainstream media.
Yeah, so I was about to say. But They totally ignore that.
So, Jack, what do you think about the upcoming election? Like I said, excited?
I'm excited. I think it's going to be a bloodbath. I don't know how it's going to end up, but I do know the Democrats are going to pull every trick in the book that they have to try and not get slaughtered. I think if people are willing to, which it seems like they are, not listen to the media, I think it will be a blowout. But I think if there's enough people that get just convinced by watching the news or reading their Twitter feed or whatever, I think it could be really close, and I think it could ultimately end up bad. But I think this will be a major deciding factor for 2020 in terms of energy for both sides, because whatever side ends up losing is going to come back 10 times harder. So, I mean, I don't really know what to expect. I hope it's going to be good.
I think it should be.
None of us really know. So.
It should be a blowout. If you think about the fact that Trump won based on campaign promises and being smeared the entire 2 years before he was elected, if he won off that and now he's been elected and he's doing even more than he promised, faster than he promised, how can you argue with those results? Everyone said he was crazy and now he's making it look easy. How can you argue with the results?
Well, I just find it amusing. Last night, I was scrolling through some of the Ohio special election tweets, which I think the Republican won. But these people literally think it is, like, just in their head that Trump is Putin. it's like if they were life or death, if they had to believe it, they would believe it. And that's the scariest thing is they have been so coerced, so manipulated into believing that Trump is a traitor, even though we're over here setting GDP, we're blowing GDP out the water, unemployment is doing amazing, and they don't get it. They listen to every single word you hear on the news. People, there's something in someone's, I don't know what the difference is in your brain, but I think psychologically it really stems down to if you're willing to think for yourself or if you're willing to be spoon-fed what you want to believe. I think that's where we're at.
Speaking of that, I was just telling Dylan this before the show. In our local newspaper, we live in a pretty small town, like 20,000 in the greater area of this area, but there was an opinion piece the other day about why you shouldn't trust Trump. And in the opinion piece, he's talking about who would you rather trust? A guy that locks kids in cages? And I'm like, dude, how do you still believe this? That was from 2014, and that has been debunked over and over and over again, but you still push this and you're still preaching this? How does that happen? But you're right, man. It's something's got to be differently wired in the brain or something. I mean, it's shocking. It's kind of scary. It's a little bit scary.
It's scary how effective the brainwashing is from the media. It is a little scary. Not gonna lie.
Well,
but
that to me. So I really do believe that people that support Trump and the conservative movement, it's gained crazy ground. Especially you see the walkaway movement. You see black support for Trump, Hispanic support for Trump. I mean, it's at like all time highs for a long time as far as conservative support from those minority groups. And for me, I feel like there should be a good turnout in this election, and we should gain a lot of seats. But if that does happen, how is the reaction from the left going to be? We saw what happened in 2016 when Trump won. Like, what is their next step going to be? They're using the media as much as they can. They're using social media as much as they can to push these messages. If those messages don't work, what is their next step? What are they going to do after that to try and get control back?
Either they take a dose of reality and come back to life, or they become pushed further and further towards a liberal ledge of insanity on the left. And then they become even more unhinged than they already know. And then, people could end up hurt, seriously hurt.
Let's hope that doesn't happen, but it's scary to think about. It's just seeing their progression so far. That's the place they're going to. That's where they're going, which is scary.
I think something that's being overlooked is potentially Trump's support from the black community. I don't know if you saw the Rasmussen poll like earlier this week or last week over Trump's support as like virtually doubled. Among
15
black
to 29%.
Voters. Yeah, that's
29%.
That's totally.
And those are just the people that
aren't
afraid to openly show it.
Yeah. Oh, the crazy thing is, I went to a rally in Iowa. This black guy was out there just preaching like the most perfect stuff I've ever heard in terms of what Trump was doing and how he's not going to be controlled, blah, blah, blah. And I asked him if we could do a video, and he goes, "No, I can't risk it because I'll get attacked." So, I mean, that's where they're at right now. We'll see.
Hood is already a dangerous place. You don't want to say you're a Trump supporter around there. Just saying, you get shot. I wouldn't, at least. I would just show up to the voting booth and not tell anyone.
There was something else in the news this week. Oh, that was what I want to talk about. The mainstream media, Jack, I don't know how much you follow the Q storyline, Q posts or stuff like that. I personally haven't looked too much into it, but what I have, it's pretty mind-blowing. But the mainstream media is actually covering Q.
I saw
it on CNN, I saw it on NBC, and they're trying to paint it so hard as this conspiracy. Crazy, insane, right-wing nut job thing. But if you go to the rallies, Jack, you went to the rallies, how many people are wearing Q shirts and holding Q signs?
Going.
Like, it's not just some sort of fringe thing. Like, this is a crazy thing right now that's going on in the right side that are Trump supporters.
There are too many things that Q has posted that have come absolutely true and been confirmed by President Trump's tweets. So I'm almost positive Trump is in on this.
I was
almost 100% positive.
I was very, very convinced on it, and I'm just kind of, I don't know what to believe at this point. I'm just going to see how everything shakes out.
Most people, the problem is it's kind of a scary thing to look at, and most people will not even look at it. They'll look at it for a second, and they won't understand it and just go, this is garbage, you know, and dog on it, but... It took me, I studied it for a couple days, actually, and it took me a few days to actually get a grasp on what was happening. But there's so much fake Q stuff out there, like there's fake channels for it that purposely misleads people. It's not actually coming from Q. So there are people out there putting out misinformation on Q, and people are reading it as if it's the real Q. And then they're saying this is BS. Yeah, it is BS because it's not the real Q. You're not getting the real Q. I would start out with Praying Medic on Twitter and YouTube.
Yeah,
he's got great videos.
Yep.
He'll help get you on the right path.
Well, and
check it out.
So obviously we should question everything. So do your own research and make your own conclusion.
Yeah.
But it's worth looking into, and there's a lot of crazy coincidences.
It's actually really exciting.
It is. It's like, all right, they're kind of bypassing the mainstream now. They're bypassing social media even, and they're getting other information out, you know, which seems pretty likely that it's at least from a group of people that are very close to Trump. So,
yeah.
But like I said, do your own research and look into it for yourself. Praying Medic is the best one I've seen.
Yep, same. Definitely.
Said, Jack, do you have anything else that you'd like to say before end it? We'll make this one a little bit shorter and definitely have you on again at some point. But
appreciate you guys. Yeah. If anyone isn't familiar, ilovemyfreedom.org. Conservative commentary. We put a lot of posts out. It's pretty up to the minute. So if you want to check that out, follow me on Twitter at RealJack, Facebook. Or you'll probably have to dig to find me on Twitter at this point.
Yeah.
Facebook.com/RealJackMurphy. Those are my accounts. So
his stuff will be on the 87th page
guys.
Of Google.
Yeah. Yeah. Thanks again for having us. And or for being on the show. Sorry.
Thanks, dude.
But yeah, thanks again for coming on. Obviously, yeah, you guys got to go check out Jack's tweets. They're great. Yeah, very, very good tweets. Informative. Pretty witty.
Smart dude.
And keep looking out for our book. We will hopefully have that cover out this week. And look out for more Dylan's Two Cents. We got some more of those coming.
Maybe tonight, actually.
Yeah. We should get that out tonight. Yeah,
we should.
We're really excited about those because we love that we can pack so much information in such a short amount of time. It kind of brings Dylan's tweets to life.
Yeah.
We're working on something else. I want to do something similar with my tweets with Zeducation. We'll get to that in the future. But right now, the book, Dylan's Two Cents. Follow me on Instagram and Twitter at RealTylerZed. Dylan is at Education for Liberals on Twitter
At Education for Libs on Twitter.
That's right.
The number four. And Educating Liberals on Instagram.
Educating Liberals on Instagram. Follow us on Facebook as well. Another thing that I want to say, too, is we also are supporting a new podcast called VetCast that I am doing with one of our other friends, at Combat Debater on Twitter. We just did our first episode today, and that will be out on our channel, our E for All channel as well. But go to that. We have it on Facebook as well, so go follow VetCast on Facebook and look for that. Deev isn't here today, but I would say go follow at Deev Dirty, not Deer
at K. At E4L Deev.
Yep. But it's at E4L Deev.
Yep.
So.
And also quick shout out to Donald Trump Jr. for following on my Instagram yesterday. That was pretty
cool.
That
was awesome. Yeah.
That was really cool. That made me excited.
Yeah.
So. Definitely get your books. Definitely get their book. Yeah. It's going to be a good one.
Thanks.
We're excited. All right, everyone. Thanks for watching. We'll be back on again, hopefully within the week.